Hey fans, BJ Kissel, Mitch Holtis with your post-game show for the Chiefs 31-13 victory over the Oakland Raiders. Mitch, I gotta tell you, these post-game shows after a win, a whole lot more fun.
They're longer usually too. If people have archived these and looked at these, last longer than the ones after a loss. But as I started the broadcast, you can't win three if you can't win one, and they had to start today. But I was excited today because of the way they won. Last year, they got 11 wins, largely in part because they were able to get non-offensive touchdowns. They had 11 of them last year, only two coming into this game, but you start with the punt return by Anthony Thomas, and that they played downhill today. Very different than the first meeting between these two teams because you played from ahead instead of behind.
One of the first things Coach Reed talked about in his press conference, besides playing downhill, was how things got started today, and that is former Chiefs great Len Dawson, your partner in crime up there, getting things started, banging the drum today. It was just an all-around good day from the Chiefs offense.
I love that, and I love the way he did it because it wasn't just, let's get this over with. I got to go out and broadcast the game. He got after it, and they said, Lenny, charge up the crowd. But Lenny the Cool's not in the Hall of Fame as a broadcaster and as a quarterback for nothing. And I actually got a little bit of teary-eyed when I saw it because the guy is such an icon. It's such a blessing for me from the Lord to work with that guy every game that it was awesome to see it. I love all the guys and gals that have beaten the drum. I don't think anybody did any better than Lenny.
I think you're exactly right, and that was a poetic way to start the game. You talk about DeAnthony Thomas's punt return, and that is something Dave Tobe talked with us about on Thursdays. He called it. He said, I think we're going to pop one this week, and it's not one of those situations where he says it every week. It was something he came out and said. It was a huge return, got the tone started. That was the first punt return touchdown or return of any kind against the Raiders in Arrowhead since 2000 to Mark Vanover. But let's talk about the Chiefs offense a little bit.
Yep.
This was a game that it looked like they pretty much leaned on Alex Smith in the passing game. He really stepped up big today for the Chiefs.
Yeah, and they got chunk plays. I mean, you get a 70-yard catch and run from Nile Davis. That's one way of taking care of these delayed blitzes is you circle him out of the backfield, and nobody wants a piece of that guy when he's got a full head of steam. A 48-yarder to Albert Wilson. Dwayne Bowe had his longest catch of 37 yards of the season. Then Kelsey had the 20-yard touchdown. But to get 21 points in a matter of 4 minutes and 42 seconds was something this offense needed. But it also goes back, they took the ball away once. This is a team that's last in the NFL. Again, with only 4 interceptions, the all-time franchise low is 7. And that was in 2012, but they got a fumble recovery and scored off of it. So if you score in special teams, you get takeaways on defense, and you get chunk plays on offense, you can beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was encouraging because, BJ, that now carries over 2 weeks in a row. They got chunk plays against Arizona. They were able to get chunk plays in this game.
Yeah, you really saw the offense deliver the ball vertically down the field or push it down the field, which is something that we've wanted to see from the Chiefs offense.
And I know fans call for that because you get it all the time, and so do I. But you got to protect it.
Yep.
You got to pass it. You got to run the right route, and you got to catch it.
Yep.
So if you execute it properly, yes. But it's not like you go on eBay and dial up 50-yard plays and just heave it downfield because you also don't want quick 3-and-outs.
Yep. You saw the situations where they did throw it. It was there. It was one-on-one situations when Alex threw the ball, situations you want to put your receivers in. But, Mitch, you talked about the 3 quick touchdowns in the third quarter. The one play that really stands out to me in this game was right after the Kelsey fumble, Janikowski hit the 33-yard field goal, made it 10-6. It was that first third down they faced on the next drive, 3rd and 5, the 21-yard pass, an absolute dime from Alex Smith to Dwayne Bowe, right about where we're standing, I think, in this game. That was, to me, that was the play of the game.
Now give credit to the defense, man. They dig their heels in. This is the best defense statistically in the NFL, in the red zone and in goal-to-go defense. It's the firemen. They've done it all year long. They dig their heels in. Seabass makes it 10-6. But then you're thinking, you can't have a 3-and-out here. You got to stay on the field. And Bo ran a great, here we go again, protected, ran a great route, and Alex made a perfect throw up there, and then that changed the game. They go for 70 yards and a touchdown. That started the 21-point outburst.
Yep. Talk about the offense. Let's switch it over to the defense. In one area, Bob Sutton deserves a lot of credit because they found ways to get pressure on Derek Carr. And Coach Reed talked about in the post-game press conference that Derek Carr, young quarterback, has some poise, but he was a little bit different of a player when they in games where the opponent got pressure on him, and the Chiefs did that today.
The best defenses in this league are those who get everybody something to eat. And when I say that, it's Justin Houston gets another sack, 17 sacks, depending on what Dumervil does today, leading the NFL. But there was Jay Howard getting involved today. Dee Ford got involved today. Josh Martin got involved today.
And Zombo.
And Zombo got involved with the fumble recovery, got some pressure, and then Tom Bahaly got a chance to eat today. This defense is best when everybody eats. and they're going to need to be everybody eating next week against Pittsburgh. But also there were some other unsung heroes today. Hussein Abdullah was very good in run fits, and he did not let Michael Rivera get free. That's where the 49ers were beaten last week, was Rivera gouged him several times. And then I thought Fleming did a great job on the edge many times, and he was physical out there and did a good job of defending in pass plays. But when the pressure and coverage works hand-in-hand, it's much like I said before, of like the takeaways and chunk plays and special teams, you can win key football games in December.
Yep. Chiefs defense, name, they've been talked about the last three games and their ability to tackle. I thought they did a much better job this game. The one play that stands out to me was in, I believe, in the first quarter, one of those first drives. Defensive back Chris Owens, who's in at nickelback, comes across the play, tackles Latavius Murray out in space. A big guy going up against the defensive back, and Owens made a great play to stop it. And right then I thought, these guys came ready to play. They're ready to tackle, and that's kind of set the tone for the defense.
Murray's good. I mean, I knew it on tape before that Thursday night game when I saw him get involved. I'm thinking, this guy's good. But the Chiefs did a much better job of tackling. They had him zeroed in today. Their backside contain was good. You always hear him talking about run fits and playing gap control. He tried to cut it back several times like he did in the game at Oakland, but the Chiefs wouldn't have anything of it today. Hopefully everybody's okay. Had some guys go off the field, but again, it's all hands on deck to try to win at Pittsburgh because Le'Veon Bell is looming.
Yeah, Coach Reed said after the game that Jay Howard had a strained shoulder. He got back in there. Some other guys that were a little banged up during the game, but nothing he thought was that serious. But you mentioned it. Went up against Latavius Murray. They got Le'Veon Bell, who's been one of the best backs in the NFL, next Sunday.
Let me make another just a adulation as much as I can, because I thought he had his best game of his 10-year career. It was Dustin Colquitt, a career-high 5 punts inside the 20. But his fake punt fake, I haven't seen it now, and I've been in the league for 2 decades. Was it on? Was it off? We don't know. We don't want to give away government secrets. But I'm not sure there's another punter in the league, including Britton Colquitt, that could reload that quick to think, I'm going to throw it, no, I'm going to punt it, and it was downed at the 6. Okay, if that punt gets blocked or that fake punt doesn't work and Oakland gets the ball right here, that game could change. That's one of those hidden games. Put it on your list of the fabulous 4 plays that people forget about. Yep. To have a fake punt fake and a guy being that athletic a punter is amazing to me. Dustin Colquitt, a tip of the cap.
One at a time has been the mantra going into this week. Again, big game, last road game of the regular season on Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's going to be a big one. I'm excited.
I am too. Here we go. Game 2. Let's let this rock. It's a 3-game season. Chiefs are 1-0. Now they get after Pittsburgh, and we all know what the Steelers can do. You mentioned with Le'Veon Bell, with Big Ben, and Antonio Brown at wide receiver. They'll pressure on defense. We all know that. But I trust Andy Reid. I keep saying it all over and over and over again. He had some stuff dialed up today that was pretty special. And you're right, Bob Sutton did a great job with the defense, and Tobe got the special teams going. There's a lot for Pittsburgh to deal with. There's a lot for the Chiefs to deal with. There's a lot for Pittsburgh to deal with when they watch this tape, because there's a lot of ways the Chiefs can win next week.
Yep, all 3 phases clicking. Chiefs feeling good after their 31-13 victory today in Arrowhead over the Oakland Raiders. For KCChiefs.com, I'm BJ Kissel with Mitch Holtis.
65 toss power trap.